Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sobha Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome everyone on the call today. Today, from Sobha Limited Management, we have with us Mr. Jagdish Nangineni, the Managing Director, and Mr. Yogesh Bansal, the Chief Financial Officer. I'd now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Adhidev. Thank you for the kind introduction and organizing this call. Sobha team and I are happy to interact with you post-financial results of Q2 FY23-24. As you all do in every quarter, the investor presentation can be accessed from our website, sobha.com. In this call, we'd like to briefly touch upon our last quarter and the half-yearly performance and provide a brief outlook for the remaining six months of this financial year. The first half of the year was the best ever for us, with a real estate sale value achievement of about 3,188 crores and 3.08 million sq ft. In this quarter, we achieved the highest-ever quarterly sale value of 1,724 crores and 1.69 million sq ft. This is the ninth straight quarter where the pre-sales have been better than the previous quarter. Achievement in this first half is more remarkable considering that no new project launches have taken place. Bangalore touched quarterly sale of 1.01 million sq ft, crossing the 1 million sq ft mark again this quarter, and a value of 932 crores. Kerala also has done remarkably well, achieving a higher sale in the first half of this year than what we did in the entire last financial year. This was aided by two new tower launch releases in Marina One and Sobha Metropolis in Thrissur. In GIFT City as well, the demand scenario has been very positive, with increased visibility and action on the ground. We have crossed 100,000 sq ft mark in a quarter for the first time, with a sale value of about 89.5 crores. NCR continued to witness excellent demand, contributing to about 20.6% to the sales in this quarter. We have a robust pipeline of about 15 million sq ft to be launched in the next two years. From this pipeline, we have already launched Sobha Neopolis, one of our largest projects in Bangalore, with 1,875 units and 3.44 million sq ft in the first week of October. We expect to launch anywhere between 6 to 7 million sq ft in this financial year, including this Neopolis launch. Aided by the excellent sales and milestone achievements in the projects, our operational cash inflow has also been steadily growing. Our focus on cash flow management has been steady, and the results of the same are for us to see. For the 12th straight quarter, we have generated positive cash flow and reduced our debt. We expect the demand in the residential sector to be robust in the steady economic environment and an interest rate cycle which is close to its peak. With this, I request our CFO, Mr. Yogesh Bansal, to take you through the financials and open the floor for questions.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I will quickly take through some of quarter highlights. With higher quarterly sale along with faster achievement of construction-linked milestone, has resulted in historic achievement in terms of cash inflows, reaching ₹1,450 crore for the quarter, with a substantial portion of ₹1,260 crore being contributed by real estate business. In the first half of the fiscal year, our performance remained strong, with total cash inflow of ₹2,805 crore, out of which real estate collection contribution is ₹2,388 crore. We maintained a strong commitment to real estate construction, deploying 1,068 crore in H1 24 and ₹536 crore in Q1 24, which represent a remarkable increase compared to the previous year. We generated net cash flow of ₹129 crore in Q2 24, leading to a continued reduction in our net debt. Our debt equity ratio is 0.58. Operationally, it is evident that we had a remarkable strong quarter. On the P&L side, total income for the quarter reached 774 crore with a cumulative figure of 1,713 crore for the first half of FY24. We have handed over 0.67 million capex in Q2 and 1.71 million capex in H1. In the quarter, our EBITDA amounted to ₹108 crore with a margin of 13.9% for the first half of the year. EBITDA stood at 204 crore with a margin of 11.9%. Our quarterly PAT recorded a figure of 13 crore. As on 30th September, there is an outstanding balance of approximately 11,186 crore in revenue yet to be recognized from all sold units. We thank you all once again for your participation, and now we can open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, and congratulations on, you know, good cash flow momentum and strong retail. My first question is on the pipeline. You alluded to the 3.44 million square feet new policy launch. Can you talk a bit about what kind of response have you received? And then you talk about 6 to 7 million square feet potential launch pipeline. Is it over and above 3.4, or is it inclusive of 3.4?
Good evening, Puneet.
Yeah, good evening.
Like I mentioned, the launch is about 6 to 7 million square feet. We launched in the first week of October. We released 825 units as a part of the launch, and it's been very positive launch that we did, and we are we think that we are achieving about 11,500 plus as the realization. In the 825 units that we released, we have already sold about close to about 40% of those.
Okay.
And coming to the remaining launches, like I said, it's 6 to 7 million square feet, which is including this. So we have another at least 2.5 to 3.5 million square feet to be launched, which would have part of it, which would happen in the first quarter, in this quarter, and remaining in the last quarter.
Right. And in that context, if I think about, you know, your collections to sales ratio, which is roughly about 81%, and I don't think you have much to sell from your existing area. So when you launch new, would it be fair to assume that the collection ratio to sales can go down substantially, or it should not be that material of all?
Puneet, sorry, can you repeat the question? The last part of the question, please.
Yeah. So when you launch new, you obviously will be collecting only, you know, at best 30%, given that only 6 months are remaining from the sales that you're likely to do. Will the collection and your existing inventory, unsold inventory is very little. So would it be fair to assume that even if you were to maintain the same sales run rate, the collection could actually be lower than what you experienced in the first half? Or that should not be?
No, I think there are collections come from two parts, which is one from the old sales and the corresponding milestone that we are achieving in the projects. And second is from the new sales. So in the new sale that we have just started, so we have been pretty aggressive in terms of our execution as well. And in this particular instance, we already started our construction for the phase that we already launched. So we expect to hit new milestones as well as quickly as possible. Having said that, the collections from the remaining sold and under construction properties also is going to be robust. So overall, I think in the second half, our collection should be similar as what we are doing, or in fact, can be better.
Okay, understood. That's helpful. Secondly, you know, in your presentation, there is also a mention of commercial portfolio. So is there a change in thought process where you want to own a commercial portfolio, or is it just temporarily parking in the balance sheet?
Our focus has always been residential, Puneet, and currently, given the residential demand environment, we think that our focus should continue to remain in residential. The mention of the commercial portfolio is because we have these in our projects as incidental, and hence, those projects we will execute as per the overall master plans of those projects.
No, for example, Sobha City Mall in Thrissur and One Sobha Bangalore would stay in your balance sheet, or would it be sold out eventually?
We do not have any plans of selling out those commercials which we've already developed.
Okay, and similarly, the Sobha City Athena, which is ongoing, would also stay. That's a small one.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And lastly, you know, on, you know, some of the pending cases, while note show counts don't reveal anything new, there is also a new, update on one of the auditors which came in, where NFRA had penalized the auditor for lack of disclosures on terms of some land deals. Can you elaborate on what really is the problem there, and what is your response to that?
So this was a matter related to where our previous auditor was fined for about a nominal amount of 5 lakhs, which I think the representation, based on the representations given by the previous auditor, NFRA has taken such a call. Post that, we do not have any further information on it.
And any update on when should one expect you to start disclosing your land bank once again? You used to disclose it every quarter, but last few quarters it's been missing.
What we would like to do, Puneet, is not just the land bank, but also the productivity of that land bank, which we are in the midst of improving the overall productivity of that. And once that is done, we will surely start disclosing not just this pipeline, but also the future pipeline as well.
And since the last disclosure, has that pipeline materially changed, or is it largely similar, given that you're doing quite a bit of cleaning up there?
Yeah. So our cash flow that we have dedicated for the new business development has largely been for adding new lands into the existing land bank, where we have large parcels, and also some of the old payments that are due for making these projects go to a project stage. So The overall pipeline roughly remains the same, but as we continue to evaluate new projects and we are signing up new projects too, but it is not materially very different from what we earlier have in terms of the large land bank that we have.
Understood. That's helpful. Thank you so much. I will come back to you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please restrict your questions to two per participant. If you have any follow-up question, you may rejoin the queue. Next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please proceed.
Hi sir. Congratulations on a good show on your policy. So my first question is on your policy. You said about 40% of the units are sold. So my understanding was that about 1,500 units in this project ballpark. So we have launched something around 500 to 600. So have we released some more inventory here? And this 40% which was sold, does it include the channel partner? Because my understanding was that largely it was initially being done by you directly and then maybe channel partners will be introduced. So how do you look at accelerating this project phase?
Parikshit, just to recap, so the Neopolis project has 1,875 units. The phase that we launched has 825 units, of which we are saying that 40% have been sold. And you are right that we have given for the first time in our history of sales that we have given the opportunity for existing customers and who have directly have been reaching out to us to book their units for the first, and hence for a brief period we have sold these without any channel partners, and we have, once we achieved our goal of our internal sales goals, we have opened up the sales for the channel partners as well.
Okay. But how do you intend to release more inventory? I mean, at what point of time do you think you will release some more inventory in this project by the year-end, financial year-end?
Yes, we have the entire, based on the pay, we have the entire year and subsequently to keep opening the inventory. So we have, as the sales continue, we will open up the new towers.
Okay. The other question was on the balance launches. So what are the other key launches till the FY24 end? So what do you look at launching in Bangalore and in Gurgaon, so, or Kochi? So if you can give some sense on where in terms of RERAs or other environmental approvals, where are we based on how confident are we launching this balance 3-4 million square feet beyond the Neopolis?
Yeah, like I said, we have another about 2.5 to 3.5 million square feet that we can potentially launch, of which about 1 to 1.5 million can come from Bangalore, and they are in advanced stages of approvals. In addition to that, we have a launch in GIFT City, which is possible in the Q4, and another launch in Gurgaon, which is a commercial development. So that also is possible in Q4.
Any resi launch in Gurgaon, because this will not add up to, I don't think that will add up to 3 to 4 million balance for the year, because 1.5 in Bangalore and maybe the city won't be a big launch. Gurgaon commercial also will not be a big launch. So is there anything which you were building in earlier out of this 15 million square feet, almost half this year, is something which is pushing into FY25?
Yeah, so that in the remaining will come in FY25, Parikshit. But this is little bit conservative because, as you know, the approvals are always tentative. If we can, we are aiming to do our best in terms of doing at least half of what we are, like I said, of 15 million. At least even if we can do 7 million, that remaining can come in the next financial year. And those also in the next financial year, we have those launches seem to be lined up for spread evenly across quarters.
Okay. Just the last question.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Parikshit. May we please request you to rejoin the queue for the follow-up questions?
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prosperity. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. I was reading some of the articles about the promoters which have come and some of the global magazines where a broader comment was mentioned about India having a peak capacity for soba of approximately $1 billion to $1.5 billion. Now, how should we read this when we have already five Indian real estate players crossing more than 20,000 crores or 25 or 30,000 crore leagues? Is that not the, I feel that we are aiming too low, and why is India only $1 billion in the promoter's mind? I mean, what is the assumption going while saying something like this? If you can just highlight.
Good evening, Dhruvesh. This is the market sizing is a ever-changing number. As things grow, then definitely the, and as we start achieving our increased goals, last year we were at about 4,000 crores. Last year we were about 4,000 crores. Last year we were about 5,200. This year, in the first half, we already achieved 61% of what we did last year. And I think we can do, we'll definitely do far better than what we did. So as we are increasing our pace of sale and we continue to see the demand that's growing, the understanding of the whole market and our ability to capture that market size will surely be improving. So it's not to be taken as that's a fixed number, but that's something that continues to evolve.
Sure, thanks. Just one thing which I keep asking about margins, so just to keep the track of things, can we say now have we hit the worst phase of the margin reported margin is over now? Because I think last 2-3 quarters I've been asking and you've been indicating that yes, it should. We are in the near end of the worst phase of the margin profiles. So is this correct? And a supporting question to that is that yes, we understand that we hit the lowest point right now, but when do we reach to a 10 to 15% net profit margin after all costs, all taxes? Is it now visible in the next 4 quarters or no? That upper cap is still much beyond the 4-quarter time zone.
Here the revenue, like in the CFO's note, we have seen, and in the investor presentation we have seen, we have about 11,000 crores of revenue to be recognized, of which about almost 80% of that is from the sale that we have done from FY22. So the margins of those are decisively better than what we had done previously. And like I said, it is purely because of pre-COVID sales and post-COVID costs. So that, I think, as we start recognizing those projects, it should definitely improve. In the beginning of the financial year itself, we had indicated that in the first three quarters, it would be roughly similar, and from FY last quarter, we should start seeing improvement.
Thank you. That's it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dilesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from O3 PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, and congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is relating to the margins only. See, we are a backward integrated company. We do our construction on our own and even manufacturing of some of the things. What is the, and still our margins are pretty low, okay? Should not our margins be much higher over a period of time? And is there any scope to improve the efficiency and cost? And what are you doing to improve your costs or efficiency at the overall level? I am not talking about just the last 4-5 quarters, but it's just a longer term thought. How do you look at your margins? And what can you do to improve it internally?
Good evening, Himanshu. No, it's a valid question because, like you said, we are a backward integrated firm and our premium in the market is also good. Considering that, it is natural for anyone to expect our margins to be better. However, the COVID period and probably a little bit post that, which is particularly 1.5 to 2 years, where the efficiency of our own staff in a backward integrated model, which has high fixed costs, has definitely taken part of the because of that we have seen some kind of erosion in the margins, and we should start seeing better margins in future. And second is from a long term perspective, on a project basis, we typically aim to achieve anywhere between about 35%, and that I think we have been able to do it in the last 2 to 3 years, and those will start showing up in the P&L as well.
Okay, but are we focusing
on cost management? Last part, Himanshu, is the cost management and improving our efficiency. As the scale of the organization increases, our ability for our core management, which is in the construction and the other backward integrated divisions that we have, is certainly improving, and we can see that quarter on quarter, not showing up in the P&L, but that should come up as the scale increases and our pace of delivery certainly increases. Currently, it doesn't seem like that because our revenue recognition has been little low, so the completions have not been in line with what we are doing in terms of sales. this quarter we have completed about 700,000 square feet, whereas our sale is about 1.7 million square feet. So in a mature model, we will have to do, we have to catch up for the delivery with the sale, and as we do that, these margins will also definitely start showing up.
Okay, secondly, Ahmedabad has become an important market for us. We are seeing 4-5% of sales from that market, and the realizations are better than what we are seeing in Tamil Nadu, means the average what we see on the 10% higher and again 10% lower than Bangalore. Is it a sustainable market, and will we like to grow in a new market like that, or you think it is only a one-off, and once the 777,000 square feet get sold, it is no longer a market for us?
Absolutely. We were one of the first to, in fact, we are the first residential project in GIFT City, and the investment that we have done has really paid off, especially in the last 2 years plus. With the visibility of GIFT City and the traction that has developed in the core GIFT City operations. So, we think that with the kind of focus that the government has on the GIFT City, there is a incredible interest in participating in the GIFT City story. In fact, we are looking to add more area to what we already have there. And hopefully we should be able to do it, and we should launch a new project in this quarter.
Okay, thank you. I'll join back in the queue for further questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parvez Qazi from Nuvama Group. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations for a great set of numbers. So two questions from my side. First, I think existing inventory is barely 3.5 million square feet. whereas our trailing 12 months sales itself are about 6 million square feet. So clearly, we do need to launch more projects. Now, you've said that the H2 will probably see 6-7 million square feet of launches, but on a sustainable basis, let's say in FY25-26, can we go closer to the 8-10 million square feet launch, which is needed if we want to sustain our sales growth? That's the first question. And second, we have seen some bit of improvement in a land-related capex. So how do we see that number going ahead? And also our thoughts on the debt reduction quantum going ahead. Thank you.
Good evening, Parvez. On the part of new launches, like I said, first our focus is on to do the remaining 15 million, which we have clear visibility on those. And that I think we have, even if you do about each, for the remaining 1.5 to 2 years, if you do about 7 to 8 million square feet, I think with a value of that about 10,000 plus that we are achieving, and probably a little bit more, I think we have a good pipeline right now. And in addition to it, like you have observed, that we are doing certain capex in the sense in land investments to increase that pipeline. And from next quarter onwards, you can start seeing that the visibility of the pipeline, which has been steady at about 15 million for the last three quarters, we should start adding to those, and the pipeline will definitely grow.
Thanks. And lastly, on the debt reduction part?
On the debt reduction, in terms of the cash flow management, like we have seen, we continue to maintain a balance between both debt reduction and also the investment in new lands. Now that we have started launching these new projects, I think we will have a robust cash flow going forward, and we are fairly confident that we will be able to achieve both goals simultaneously, both reduce debt and also increase the investment in land. However, given the current debt level, which is very comfortable for us, we, based on the kind of opportunities that we have, our preference will start moving towards more towards increasing our allocation to towards new business development.
Sure. Thanks, and all the best, Peter.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pritesh Sheth from Motilal Oswal. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. First question is again on growth. If I look at, contribution from certain markets like, you know, NCR, where we are now doing 1,500 crore of annual pre-sales, Bangalore has also consistently now ramped up. Probably next 2 years you have indicated a pipeline, but you know, beyond that, if you want to maintain, let's say, 15-20% kind of a growth, you know, which markets are going to contribute that growth, considering the pipeline that we have right now? And whether that will come from the existing markets and we'll gain certain market share, or newer markets will also start contributing. And if you can highlight any specific new markets that particularly you are positive of ramping up in next couple of years.
Yes. Good evening, Pritesh. The growth will definitely come from both from our existing markets and any new locations that we are going to be in, but our the existing market where we currently, which is contributing the most to us, which is Bangalore, NCR and Kerala, the growth there, one in Bangalore, is definitely going to be better because we have a lot of new land banks which are coming into the project level. That should see a good growth. NCR, we have in the last few years, we have built a good pipeline of projects, and those which unfortunately could not We launched for several regulatory reasons, but now they have we are getting them also on online. So in NCR also we have a good pipeline of projects. So both these will drive part of the growth, and the next part of the growth is going to come from cities where we have been present for some time, like Pune and in Hyderabad. We are actively looking for new opportunities there, and as and when things fructify, we will add those into our pipeline, and they should also contribute to our growth.
Sure, fairly clear. So you know, with this 15-20% kind of growth can be targeted over the next 3 to 5 years.
We would like to be consistent in how we would like to grow, and I think we have a decent pipeline for achieving that. So we should be able to target that number.
Got it. And just one last, on margins before I jump back in the queue for follow-up. Contractual business did see an improvement in margins this quarter. I think if I see the EBIT margins were around 14-15% this is the way how we should look at this business now, and then further scale up in terms of margins will come from residential. And just one more there, residential, I'm not sure if I heard it in, correctly, but did you mention that we can clock 30-35% kind of EBITDA margin in residential business?
Your observation is right, Ritesh, that our contractual and manufacturing, the margins have clearly improved, because all the previous projects, majority of the previous projects which we had been undertaking and where the costs have been higher, we completed those, and these the new margins that we are seeing is from the new projects that we have undertaken, and in the last couple of particularly in the last quarter, we managed to do a better job in terms of margins. These should be fairly steady from here on. And in real estate, this is what I was mentioning was for any typical residential projects, whether today or in the previous times, it was all we always aim for at least 30% margins, and we are seeing a slightly better than that 35% margins in some of the new projects that we have launched, and we'll continue to aim for that, and those will get reflected in the future is what I mentioned.
Sure, very interesting. Thank you. That's it from my side, and happy Diwali to you, you and your team in advance. Thank you.
Thank you, Pritesh.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please proceed.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So staying with the pipeline beyond FY25, could you give a color on, you know, what could be the contribution from new project additions that you plan to do next quarter and onwards, and from your own land bank? So some sort of color as to will it be 50-50 from, you know, your existing land bank and new projects?
Good evening, Mohit. The pipeline that we have for beyond this 15 million is largely it's from our existing land bank, because as a focus on in terms of capital allocation, it makes sense for us to make the current land bank more productive, and that would largely drive the new launches that will happen and the pipeline that we will create. And the new business development that we have just started doing in the last year or so, that will slowly come up, but the majority contribution will be from the existing land bank.
So the capex that you have been reporting quarterly, is that for, because you had earlier mentioned that you will also be investing to consolidate your existing land parcels and investing in new projects. So the capex that you have been doing so far, has it been towards consolidating land bank or towards new projects?
Majority is for consolidating land bank and any of the previous queues that we have for the existing land bank. and a small part of it is for the new deals that we have done.
Okay, understood. My second question is, if you could elaborate a bit on the pricing behavior in the Bangalore market. You know, I was looking at your Dreammakers project has been completed. It's a good example. They've doubled your price since 2015. So that's a high single digit kind of a price increase. On a like-to-like basis, what has been that? You know, the realization number doesn't reflect because there's also a mix change over the last few years. So what is the like-to-like increase in prices that you've been able to take, like say in case of new launches and here in subsequent phases?
If I may ask, so compared to what, in what time period you are mentioning, Mohit?
So let's say, you know, within a year, let's say if you are launching a subsequent phase of an existing project, you know, versus the last phase, what kind of price increase have you been able to take for a like-to-like product, right? Let's say it could be a year or, you know, I just wanted to understand the CAGR in pricing that we are seeing in Bangalore markets and your projects.
Okay, the project pricing in the last 1 year has largely been nominal in terms of for an existing project, because there is a historical comparison of the project, and hence when we increase the prices, that's relative to the old pricing. But for a new project, we are doing it much better pricing. So from a like-to-like basis, we in a year, probably even if we had taken a couple of hikes, then it would be it would be inflation plus maybe about 2 or 3%.
Okay, perfectly clear. And just one clarification, if I may, the 7 million square feet launch pipeline that you have for this year, could you share the GDV for that, the gross development value?
That would be at about we can say that's at an average of about 11,000 to 12,000 rupees.
11 to 12,000, and similar for 25, right?
That should be the case. Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side, and wish you all a very happy Diwali in advance.
Thank you. Wish you the same.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies India. Please go ahead.
Hey Jagdish, hi. Congratulations on the strong sales that we are seeing. My question is on how much resi inventory is left in Gurgaon now?
Abhinav, the resi inventory in Gurgaon is in the existing pipeline. Actually, we have just completed the project, which is Shobha City sales. That also has been completed in the last month. So we will have to do, in terms of inventory, it's all going to be new projects that are going to be launched. So that, if I see a visibility of that pipeline, there is a visibility of at least 4 million square feet.
No, in the international city, are we like completely sold out now or something is left?
The international city is a villa project, and wherein we completed phase 1 and phase 2. Phase 3 and 4 is a separate phase where we are looking to change the mix from the existing villas. And we are trying to see if we can change the mix. If we can do that, then probably we can achieve higher than what we had earlier in Visage. And once the clarity comes, that we will add it in the pipeline. The Shobha City, which is the apartment project, which was about 3.3 million square feet, that's the one which is completely sold out now.
Oh, completely sold out now. Okay. So this may not contribute, I mean, till like say FY25 when the next phase of Gurgaon starts, right? So this will slow down now in the second half of the year.
Gurgaon, you are right. We are expecting to launch a commercial project, which we plan to do a sale model for part of the area.
Okay.
That should, if we are able to launch the project in the next quarter, then we will again see some pickup in sale.
Same sector? Same sector? 106?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And so in that context, are we, on track or ahead of track of the 20% odd growth guidance that we were looking for?
Like I said, without any launches in the first half, we did about 60% of what we did last year, right? And with the new launches, typically the interest and the bookings should definitely be better. So,
Okay.
we have not changed, at least in terms of any kind of forecast here. But I think we are in a strong set here in terms of achieving a much better number than last year.
So fair to assume that 20% NCR will be made up by Bangalore and others broadly?
We hope to do so, yes.
Right. And Jagdish, second question which I had was basically, I mean, I think in one of the previous calls you had mentioned that promoters may look to do a rights issue or infuse some money in the company. Now, with the pledging done, pledging done away with basically, are we like closer to that in the next maybe 6 months or something?
The promoters and we are evaluating our capital requirements and also our ability to generate cash for our future growth potential as well. So it's an ongoing discussion, and as things become clear, probably at an appropriate time, we will be able to convey that. But from a promoter interest point of view in India, it still continues to be very high, and it's an active consideration for their capital allocation.
All right. All right. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you, Abhinav.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please proceed.
Yeah. Hi. Good evening. My first question is on our approach. So if you look at one of our Bangalore peers had launched a very large project and launched all of the project at once and also sold substantial in it. When I look at our Neopolis launch, you said that 1,875 total units, but we launched about 825 units, and of which 40% sold. Is it like a conscious approach to launch in a phased manner, or is it like the demand is quite slow? Just wanted to understand how if you were to launch this entire project together, what kind of demand you could get, and also if we should expect the same kind of a calibrated approach in the upcoming launches that you do.
Kunal, we have been following the approach of phase-wise launch of projects right from the inception, and that's how we have been seeing how our projects also have done well, while we are capturing some kind of increase in the pricing as well, right? So there are two points here. One is that we are slightly more premium in terms of the pricing, and hence the kind of volume that we can generate at a single launch is a little different from several other peers. Second is this approach has really helped us both from a project execution and also ability to capture realize slightly better pricing. In both cases, it's been very helpful to us, and we continue to follow that approach. Second, while we are doing this, we are not averse to launching new phases as the demand picks up. In large projects nowadays, all the phases of the project are RERA approved. So as sales pick up, we are ready to launch the new towers as well. So it's entirely dependent on the pace of sale that we can generate.
Sure. And also in terms of when you said that 2.5 million square feet to be launched in H2, which also includes some commercial development. Again, a follow-up on earlier questions only, are we being a little too conservative in terms of bringing in more supply to the market when the demand momentum seems to be pretty strong, and wherever our peers are capitalizing on it? And so just wanted to understand. I understand your focus is slightly tilted towards value, but you know, volumes are also equally important to, you know, to just.
No, we are conscious of we are really conscious of the demand scenario, and our ability and our success would entirely depend on our ability to get the launches done as quickly as possible. We acknowledge that, and we are absolutely focused on doing it.
Sure. Secondly, on our cash flows, right? We did highlight that, you know, we'll incrementally focus towards growth, and you know, debt is now manageable. So if you look at your cash flows, like, you know, after servicing debt, you know, you're generating about 200 crore plus on a quarterly basis. So 800, 900 crores annually. Now, how much of this would you earmark towards, you know, towards your buying land on an annual basis?
So now, I mean, we would we were largely allocating those towards debt reduction earlier. Now, slowly as we got comfortable, we have started doing it to, for the new opportunities as well. So going forward, it is entirely on two things. One is the quality of the opportunities that we get in terms of business development, both for consolidation and for new opportunities, and so that we can allocate there. And second is if that's entirely not possible, then it will obviously go for the reduction of debt. But I think our ability to generate positive cash flow will keep getting better as we as we start launching these projects, which are specifically where we have invested a long while ago.
Sure. And my last question is on what's the status of occupation certificate on the Soba City project?
So the status that has not changed yet, because we have contested what the BDMP has done, and we are yet to see any change in the legal forum that we have approached has stayed the whole cancellation, and that continues to be the case now.
Okay. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please proceed.
Hi, good evening, Jagdish. So my first question is that, you know, for the cities where we do not have land bank, like NCR, Pune, Hyderabad, considering where we are in cycle, you know, do you think that if you acquire land at current prices, our threshold of 35% gross margin can be achieved, or will that become a hindrance in terms of acquiring land back?
Good evening, Vanil. The NCR market, we do have a pipeline and a land bank there. It's not that we do not have. But we, given the demand environment and also outlook that we have, there is definitely scope for adding more to the current portfolio, and we are very actively looking at new opportunities.
So will it meet your 35% gross margin threshold that you are kind of working with?
We are seeing opportunities where we can do that, yes.
Okay, got it. And second, you know, so just to understand the project economics, for wherever you launch a project on your own land without JVJD, is it safe to assume that most of the land which is coming from, you know, from your earlier land bank at historical cost, in the P&L that cost would be less than 1,000 rupees and your cost of construction would be around 4,500 rupees. Is that a right number to work with?
Yeah, that's a fair assumption.
Okay, got it. That's it for my time. Thank you. And all the best. And happy to be back.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take this as the last question for the day. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you, Ajit. I express my sincere gratitude to all the participants in the call today. I hope we have answered some of your questions satisfactorily. In case of any further questions, please do reach out to us. We look forward to a good operational and financial performance in the next half of the financial 24, and particularly with an optimistic outlook towards the economy and the residential sector. We believe Shobha is very well positioned to grow with the disciplined operational and financial model that we have built in the last several years, and we will continue to pursue our goals with passion. Wish you and your families advanced Diwali wishes, and thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.